Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. September is Food Safety Month, and to make sure that the message gets out, the Director of Consumer Information, Elaine Lightoff, is with me to talk about it. Elaine, first of all, why don't you just tell us what the purpose is of having this month as Food Safety Month?
The purpose of Food Safety Month is really just to get the message out to consumers to always be aware of the proper food safety guidelines. This year's theme is Keep Hands Clean with Good Hygiene, and that's really one of the critical first steps in handling food safely. So that's just really the main goal, is just to remind consumers of the guidelines that will help them keep their food safe when they're cooking.
Now, I know that there are a number of recommendations for how you can make things safer when you're handling and preparing food. Could you just give us a few of those suggestions?
There are really four simple steps that consumers can follow. The first one is, of course, clean. Wash your hands and your surfaces often. Keep your cutting boards clean, countertops, utensils, dishcloths, and towels. That's really a very important step. Of course, the second one is don't cross-contaminate. Separate your foods. Keep your raw meat and poultry foods, for example, on the bottom shelf of your refrigerator. Use a separate cutting board for raw meats and vegetables, or make sure you wash and sanitize them in between if you can just use one. Cook your foods to your proper temperatures. For example, you always want to make sure you cook ground meats, including ground beef patties, to at least 160 degrees, and cook steaks and roasts and things like that to 145 degrees at least, which would be medium rare doneness. And then, of course, chill. Refrigerate your foods promptly. Make sure you have your refrigerator set at 40 degrees or lower, and of course, your freezer at 0 degrees or lower, and make sure that you refrigerate your leftovers and perishable foods within 2 hours of preparation.
What are the consequences that people can face if they don't take these precautions seriously? Some of the things that you might mention that could happen and that we do see happen occasionally.
Poor hygiene, which includes unwashed or inadequately washed hands, for example, contribute to many of these food-related illnesses. So that's really the main thing that we're trying to focus on to get the message out, to make sure that people are aware that proper hygiene and cooking and cleaning your foods well can really help prevent those foodborne illnesses.
And if people want more information, I know there's a number of resources that different agencies of the government or even the Beef Council have. Can you tell us where you would go for more information?
You bet. You can always visit our website at mobeef.org to find information about guidelines in terms of food safety. And there's also a website called fightback.org, which has some great information, as well as foodsafety.gov. And those are just a few examples of some websites that provide really some great information and guidelines.
Thank you very much, Elaine Lightoff, who is the Director of Consumer Information for the Missouri Beef Industry Council. And with this report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.